special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. It is good to be on these airwaves. I'll tell you, it's really increasingly more difficult to have true fellowship with your fellow man. Believers, that is, who follow the scripture and God. So on and so forth. And when I took up this moniker, the Freedom Ministry, well over a decade ago, I didn't intend it to be a ministry, per se. But as I intended it to mean, a ministry of truth. Meaning, I was seeking the truth, but the truth ultimately led me to the truth, which is God's word. Amen. And I am very thankful that it did, as I sought out to do that, and I did, and it brought me to him. But that wasn't my original intent, and today it just means everything to me and is everything to me. So I appreciate you listening, and I hope that you do gain something from it. I know there aren't a lot of people out there, a lot of men, speaking the unadulterated truth as it is in the Bible, for many reasons, most of which would just be their own sin and unbelief. And they compromise and go along to get along and everything else. So I appreciate you listening. And please, if you have any questions or a comment you'd like to contribute in any way, shape, or form, please give us a call here at RBN. You can call 512-248-8252. Again, that number is 512-248-8252. Just be intelligent and respectful. That's all I ask. And this is your show as much as it is mine. And if you can, if God puts it on your heart especially, please consider donating to keep shows like mine on the air. You can do it by calling 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. And you can also donate the old-fashioned way, mail a check or money order to RBN. You would send it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or just visit republicbroadcasting.org and hit that donate button. Because there are some things that you're going to support, well, almost anything today, you're going to support with your wallet, you know, if you're out in the world, and you're going to vote with your wallet. You're doing it every time you go to a grocery store or a convenience store, department store, anything, you know, you vote, you're supporting things, entities, men, women, and otherwise. We know that the chief ruler of this world is Satan himself. So watch out what you support out there with your wallets and your mind and heart. You can only serve two masters, folks. And it's become abundantly clear in my life, it must be God. It must be the Creator God of all and of his people Israel. That's Yahweh. That's Yahweh. And this God of ours came to us in the flesh, a fleshly vessel called Yahushua, the Christ, to show us and rebuke these devils in the flesh, and to fulfill prophecy, of course, the promised eternal life and salvation, the redemption of his holy seed, so on and so forth. And last week I was getting into who exactly the Israelites are, the actual bloodline. Importantly than that, you're either the children of the devil by your faith, how you live your life, or you're of the promised seed and you're called upon by God, the children of Yahweh. You're born of the fleshly bondservant, Hagar, or you're born of the promised seed, which is Sarah. It's a choice. It is a choice, folks. Everybody's trying to figure out what to do, what the solutions are. You know, do I have to count to 10, standing on my head, looking in the... No, it's believe upon the Lord, repent of your sins, and ask him to save you and come into your life. And he will change you. You will be a new creation in Christ. You will be a new man. And those things that you used to do, you won't have to try so hard not to do them anymore, because he changes you. You're not going to want to. You will desire the things of the Lord. It's just how it is. And that is how we defeat this Jew world order on earth, Satan's foot soldiers in the synagogue of Satan, these Canaanites and Edomites of old, who our God told us point blank in the Bible not to commingle with, not to mix with. Well, we can defeat them, and we do, just go to the end of the book, but you can have heaven on earth. right now, today. Call upon the Lord. I was listening to the previous host a little bit, and I definitely don't always see eye to eye with her. But I do understand, and she's right about putting these things into words. Words are powerful. Prayer is powerful. God spoke it into existence, right? And Satan tries to speak out of existence. He inverts everything. Absolutely everything. It is something to live today. Look around you and see everything transpiring just as God said it would. And we do have the first caller, so I will take your call. Chance in West Virginia.
Hey, Chance. Yes, hello, Chris. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Chris, I'm going to stray from the topic slightly because you might know something about this or heard something about this. Considering this new evil technology they have, not only that, but with the chemtrails and with the cell phone towers giving off these EMF waves. Now, I don't know if anybody else experienced this. Where I live, my property, I'm surrounded by huge trees, okay? I have three pine trees, maybe 75, 80 foot tall, right? I have noticed in the last, I would say, 3 to 4 years, they're dying. Not the other trees all around the property, but the three pine trees. Have you heard of any technology that destroys these pine trees? Is it chemtrails? Is it waves from cell phone towers? Because it's awfully strange. Now, I have to have these three trees cut down. It's going to cost me a small fortune. But they're dead, and they've been dead for 3 years. And it's so odd because all the other trees on all around the property are fine. It's just the three pine trees. Have you heard of any technology that's destroying these trees? And here's a funny thing about pine trees, Chris. Pine trees are the only trees that you could stand under, and they can't pick you out with infrared or body heat. The only trees is from what I heard. And it's awfully odd. Now, these three trees are totally dead, and I'm afraid they're going to fall down, you know? And I say to myself, why is it just these three pine trees? Because I'm surrounded by maples, oaks, huge trees all around my property, but it's just these three. Have you heard of anything to that effect, or any of your callers or listeners?
I haven't heard of a pine tree specific, device or weaponized technology. But I do know they are killing everything by what they're putting in the air that we breathe, which then obviously gets into the clouds and then into the water. That's why it's illegal in a lot of places to collect rainwater. It's not because they don't want you to, drink the rainwater and have it for yourself, although, that's could be part of it. It's because they don't want you to know that they're poisoning you.
Right, exactly. And see, Chris, what bothers me about this is it's not uniformity. It's only the pine trees. I mean, it's so odd.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to cost me a fortune now to have them cut down, but I'm going to have to because they're going to be in danger of falling. But, I mean, it's so weird. I'm surrounded on all sides by huge trees. Okay, up on the mountain. And it's just these three trees. And, it's so obvious just by looking at it, and it's weird. Are pine trees susceptible to this technology, or are they deliberately killing the pine trees? I'm just curious if anybody else is encountering this kind of problem.
Yeah, there's a couple pines on the property where I'm at, but I don't think they're being killed off like you're describing. I don't know, and I haven't heard of a specific technology that's taken out, the pine trees opposed to other trees, you know?
Well, I was thinking chemtrails or waves. And like I said, could it be for the reason that they block infrared body heat? You see, I can't pick you out if you stand under a pine tree through your body heat. And I'm saying to myself, could that be? I don't know. I'm grasping at...
Yeah, and lots, and there are other trees for that as well.
What was that now?
You know, hiding from the... No,
yeah,
I'm saying trees in general, but pine trees, yes. They, you know, they can watch you from the eye in the sky, of course. You know, people will say satellites. I call them sat-a-loons, because I know that they're dirigibles, and, you know, that Google makes them, and all that stuff. But they have eyes in the sky is the long and short of it. So if you don't want to be seen, yes, there is tree cover. So makes sense to destroy tree cover like they did in Vietnam.
And I'm also wondering this, Chris. Since these three huge pine trees are dead now, how flammable could they be also if they're directly hit with something? See what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things going on in my mind. This is why I'm having them cut down. Not only them falling on the property, but since they're dead, are they very flammable to other technology to ignite? You see what I'm saying? I don't know. I might be grasping at straws, but it's something to think about.
For sure. For sure. Anything that's dry and dead is more susceptible, flammable, if you will, you know, to that stuff.
Well,
absolutely.
I was just curious specifically about, you know, the type of tree. Mm-hmm. Why? Why just this type of tree? That's all. Well, Chris, I don't know. See, with all this technology they have nowadays, especially when you heard about Maui, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People, you've got to come to reality that, you know, this could happen to us, too. It's not going to stop with Maui. We know that. I mean, it's wicked. There's an agenda. So
no, they're not going to stop.
Well, I hope. No, they're not going to stop. It's only going to step up. Well, I hope maybe if you get a caller, maybe they've experienced in the same situation, they could shed a little light on possibilities of what might be happening.
Yeah, a caller did let the producer, Frank, know that a southern pine bark beetle can target pines. So, and that's what I was also going to suggest when you got off the air, was that it could be a disease that, you know, hits the pines, or an invasive species, you know, and there it is, southern pine bark beetle, apparently. Something to look into, at least.
I realize that could be, too, but I don't know for sure, but that's something to think about, too. All right, well, Chris, thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. God bless you, Chance. And I am going to take the next caller. I appreciate you calling in, Lynn, and hang on one moment for me, and I will grab your call. I just want to reinforce that, yes, with all that's going on in the world, Maui, you know, the Northwest Territory in Canada, and all over, there's fires and, you know, tragedy and all this stuff. There's nothing to fear but God. He wants you to fear him. But we're fearing man. We're fearing man who can kill our body. Right? We should be fearing he who can kill our very soul, our essence. That's who we should fear. And I'll read real quick from Psalms, and then I'll take your call. Psalm 25:14 says, "The intimacy of Yahweh is for those fearing him and his covenant to give them knowledge. My eyes are continually toward Yahweh, for he shall bring forth my feet from the net." And then real quick from Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, which a lot of people are familiar with. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." Don't go anywhere, and hold on, Lynn. I'll take your call after the break. Stay tuned.
Constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
attention, freedom-loving patriots, are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. And I did forget one thing today as I was rambling on in the beginning of the show. I didn't do the devotion, which I normally do, so I'd like to just read it quickly here. We have a little bit of time left in the show. And today is August 26th, or August 26th. It just so happens to line up day for day. Trust me in the midst of a messy day. Your inner calm, your peace in my presence, need not be shaken by what is going on around you. Though you live in this temporal world, your innermost being is rooted and grounded in eternity. When you start to feel stressed, detach yourself from the disturbances around you. Instead of desperately striving to maintain order and control in your little world, relax and remember that circumstances cannot touch my peace. Seek my face and I will share my mind with you, opening your eyes to see things from my perspective. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. The peace I give is sufficient for you. And 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "Our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." We have nothing to fear, like I said, but God. Fear God. Obey God. Trust God and just do it, folks. Trust God and just do it. You can't go wrong. With that, I will take your call. Thank you so much for holding, Lynn. What's on your mind? How are you?
Thank you, Chris. I'm fine, thank you. I'm sorry I missed you last week. Somehow I slept right through you. And it wasn't because of you. I fell asleep before you and woke up after you. Where's the devotional come from?
It's just a book that I got by a Miss Sarah Young, and it's titled Jesus Calling, Morning and Evening, and it's just devotionals with scripture.
I'm familiar with Sarah Young. Actually, if it's the original edition, in the intro of the preface, she references God Calling, which is a book that was channeled by two women who were part of Oxford Group, so you might want to keep that in mind. Okay. Was it Chance who called in about his trees? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, that was the reason I was calling.
Okay.
Okay, a couple things. One, might want to check with your local whoever, master gardener, horticulturist, about like the beetle thing. They might know that. But I used to be on a weekly call that Russ Tanner had on geoengineering, and I used to listen to people and think, oh, that is so terrible. What's happening to the trees in their area? And I'm driving to my mother's one summer day and went, and I've lived here forever, so it's not like, you know, I don't realize what things are supposed to look like. And I'm like, oh, no, it's not, it's here. You know, trees are dying from the inside out and the top down, and the limbs are black. And when it comes to fir trees, like my neighbor across the street who says, I don't want to talk to you anymore, you scare me. Because it's like the top of this gigantic pine tree, it's like, look at the top, it's flopping over. And and I would worry about, you know, the thing about fires, because the thing with fires, like the fires in California several years ago, it had started, you know, with an electrical fire, but remember, smart meters aren't tested and there's no circuit breaker. So once the fire starts, I mean, my cousin had two house fires after they put a meter on his house. I would keep that in mind, but one of the things, and I think it's more about the microwaves than it is about the aerial spraying, which isn't just chemtrails. Chemtrails are the minor part of it. They're actually dispersing the aerosols much differently for the past 8 years or so. But they're doing a doozy job. And but if you wonder about the microwaves, just get a cheap plant and put it in front of your router if you have wireless. The thing is that when they spray aluminum, though, in the chemtrails, the aluminum clogs the root system of all trees, shrubs, plant, you know, vegetation. And so they can't take up any nutrients. If you look at the mudslides, like in California, a lot of the times the, you know, the whole coast just falls away is because there's no root system in the anchoring the trees. Can I hold on through the thing and I'll finish up real quick because I wanted to share one more time.
I'll keep going. Yep. Stay tuned, everybody.
By your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
We are back. We are back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. And if you wish to see some of my work online, there is literally countless hours of video content at www.bitchute.com/ The Freedom Ministry. That's BitChute, spelled B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E, BitChute.com/ The Freedom Ministry. And it will expose the synagogue of Satan and all these demons running amok in the world today. If you can, please donate to RBN. You can visit republicbroadcasting.org and hit that donate button. It'd be much appreciated. And please, prayers are, please pray for me and my family, pray for RBN. And, you know, the shambles and monetary resources can ever do. It really does. So I appreciate all your prayers out there. And we do have Lynn, caller held over from before the break. Please continue, Lynn.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. I'll hurry up. Actually, you're coming across a little funky. broken up a little bit. I don't know why. And it may be my hearing, but just letting you know. One of the things, now remember, we have cell towers, yes, but now you have all these little antennas and everybody has a cell phone. Basically, you have an antenna in your hand, a transmitter, the whole nine yards. So we have to keep that in mind, and you know, we've got satellites in the sky beaming us for signal, which is the purpose for all the spraying. I was suspicious of that years ago when I started my research, and I agree with you about don't be afraid of what man can do to you, but what God, you not only kill the body, you're not God, but not only kill the body, but kill your soul. I remember when I was being surveilled and thinking, oh, good, somebody's going to shoot me for no good reason. I don't even know what it is I found out. Oh, I knew a lot of what I found out. They wouldn't be happy that I knew it because I found it out on government websites. And that's what I know about wireless and how dangerous it is. But if you go on antenna search, and I think it's .com, you can see where there are antennas in your area. But there are probably a lot more things like that that may not be as visible as like a cell tower, but it will show it pretty much. And I just thank you. And the thing I remember is this world will be consumed with fire, but we don't have to worry about it right now. I mean, somebody's having a field day with Canada and all over the world and Hawaii. But, you know, God isn't going to destroy the world until after 1,000 years after Satan's been put in that pit once he's let loose. And then he's finally, you know, thrown into the lake of fire to meet his two buds. And until then, this earth isn't going to be burned up. You know, might dry up some rivers. You know, we know that from the Word of God. But, you know, the world itself isn't going to burn till then. So... I thank you so much, and I'm sorry for trees. You know, maybe his local county might want to chop those up for him for mulch. You know, they can take to the county. Though I wouldn't bet to be so lucky. I couldn't get the zoo to come get all the bamboo out of my yard to feed the panda. So,
yeah.
So I'm sorry, though, but all the trees in my neighborhood and in my yard have also been dying over the past 10 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just it's the nature of the beast. I mean, they are literally going for broke, and they're poisoning the whole entire world. Obviously, it's affecting mankind. It's going to affect plants and animals as well.
Bees, squirrels, ants. We can't live without bees and ants. You need ants for fruit. We need bees to pollinate, and we can't live without green things. We need oxygen. For all of their worry about carbon dioxide.
It's the opposite of everything. I know.
I mean, so, you know, it's kind of like, I'll just stop it. You know, leave us alone. We don't need all this progress, you know. You know, just, we could live without cell phones. We could live without AI. We could live without all of this. Go back to, you know, normal. No, that's not going to happen. I'm not naive. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, thank you for calling, Lynn. As always, a pleasure.
And be careful with Jesus calling.
That's right.
Be careful with that. As soon as I read that, because I was giving it as a gift, I was like, oh, no. I mean, that's like A Course in Miracles. You know, it's right up there with it. You know, it just has Christians slapped on it.
Yeah.
And it's a bestseller. All of her junk is a bestseller in Christian bookstores.
Yeah, I picked it up years and years and years ago.
Good, then you have one with the original preface, probably. When you read it, it refers to her getting her stuff from God calling.
Okay.
So, beware.
I appreciate that, Lynn.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And I hope your move has gone okay. I hope you're getting settled. You've been in my prayers.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Lynn.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, and God bless everybody. Stay safe. And drink water. It's hot out.
It really is. It really is.
Happy March on Washington Day.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Lynn. I actually made the mistake of going out and you know, trying to work in the in the hot sun right at the noonday, you know, height of it. And I didn't make it more than an hour and 15 minutes. And, yeah, it's got to be careful out there. It's hot, and you got to stay hydrated.
And let's remember to check on our neighbors and people who are disabled and, mm-hmm. and single and alone.
Yeah.
And people forget to drink water, especially old people. They don't sense thirst. And we need to drink water before we're thirsty when it's real hot.
You are correct, Lynn.
I'm going to let you go. Thank you very, very much, Chris. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, she's absolutely right. Stay hydrated. And if you think that, you know, there's going to be like a if your neighbors are starting to combust, you know, and houses are going up or whatever, hit the breakers on your house. And God forbid you have a smart meter, but kill the power. Kill the power. Because there's testimony of, you know, these smart meters heating up or, you know, raising the excitability of whatever, the energy, and getting it all hopped up to then go throughout your house and, you know, blow up everything into 2,000 to 3,000 degree heat. I mean, you don't get molten metal from wildfires. I mean, it's obvious. It is obvious that they are using directed energy weaponry. What it is exactly, I don't know. I don't know. But we must stay protected under God. And his armor will be sufficient. It was thousands of years ago, and it is today. Just as it is then, it is now. There is nothing new under the sun, folks. We have another caller holding patiently, Michael in California. Hey, Michael.
Hi. Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Chris. I'm calling in response to the man who was talking about the pine trees dying.
Okay.
I live in Northern California, and the property I live on, when I moved here, had 18 large Monterey pines, and all of them died. It's been a nightmare the last couple of years dealing with bringing them down because they are dangerous when they're left up, fire danger. And the kind of pines that I had here were not native to this area. They're Monterey pines, and I guess most of them in Northern California are dying, but the native pines that are up in the mountains around here, and I don't know the exact name of them, but anyway, they're not dying. So I'm not sure. And yes, there is a pine bark beetle also that affects them, and so does the drought. All of that affects them.
Hmm. Well, I appreciate that. It seems like a lot more people are having issues with pine trees.
Yeah, I mean, to have 18 all over the hill next to my house, and just that's a lot of trees to all die at one time. And like the other man, all the other kinds of trees, the deciduous trees, they're not dying. They're fine.
Mm. Very interesting. And as with a lot of things, obviously, a cause for concern.
Right. Anyway, well, I just wanted to let him know that I don't know whether he's in, I think he said he's in the mountains, so.
West Virginia.
Oh, okay. Well, then they're dying on the other side of the country also. The redwoods here are fine. Like, I have redwoods in my yard. They're fine. They're not affected at all. It's just these Monterey pines, and close by to where I live, there were some areas that were just covered with them all over the side of hillsides, and they've all died.
Mm. Well, it's surely a shame, you know, when we see our world being destroyed around us, but it's letting me know that, you know, we are in the end times, if you will. I mean, he gave us what to look out for in the Bible in a few places. So it's obvious to me. I mean, all the, you know, you can go down the list, check, 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 check.
Yes,
here we are. So get your house in order, you know. It's a fire drill.
Well, on a positive side, I do have one baby pine tree that is very healthy. It is growing in my area right here. So it's interesting that the baby one is coming up and looks fine. So
good.
All right. Anyway, that's all I had for you. So I appreciate
the
show.
I appreciate the input. Yeah, thank you for the call, Michael.
All right. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. God bless. Let me read to you, and then I'll take the next caller. I appreciate you all calling in. This is from the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 24, and I'm looking specifically at verses 3 through 31. And just use your imagination here, right? And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. You will be hated, folks, because they hated him first. That's a promise, okay? You're in good company. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. We must endure, brothers and sisters. Endure and praise God. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And now I'm at verse 22. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs, antichrists, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. You can bet on it that if they're telling it to you on TV, look at the opposite, for that's probably the closer to the truth. They're liars. Verse 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Verse 31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect. I'll take calls right after the break. Stay tuned.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. And I appreciate you holding. We have Joe holding in Florida. You're on the air. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Chris. Thanks a lot. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, I don't always call, but you'll forgive me. I felt like I wanted to be moved. If you didn't hear this, and forgive me if I'm breaking any news. So last night, William Repellum sort of revealed the news, and it was confirmed by Mike, our engineer, that longtime caller, Pat from Fort Worth, passed away, and we lost her in the last few days. Many people would recognize her, Texas Twang. Uh-huh. I myself remember her, one of the first callers I ever heard. Did uh-huh. I have disagreements with her politically? Probably. But uh-huh. I know she was a Christian sister, and uh-huh. I, for one, will miss her. I wanted to ask your if I could just offer a brief prayer for her at this moment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, and, you know, I'm Catholic, and I don't know what denomination she was, and you're a different denomination, but this is a general prayer, and I think it might be fitting. And I'll just say, Lord God, you are the glory of believers and the life of the just. Your Son redeemed us by dying and rising to life again. Since our departed sister Pat believed in the mystery of our resurrection, let her share the joys and blessings of the life to come. Amen. And we say it in Amen. Jesus' name, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. May her eternal soul rest in peace. I thought, Chris, you would be the one. I know you probably have taken call from her. A lot of people, you might be open to it. And so the Lord just put it on my heart. We will miss uh-huh. her. I'll miss her. You know, I didn't agree with her necessarily on politics. But I know she was a Christian believer, and she has gone, apparently, according to Mike. And I just wanted to offer that prayer. Thank you.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it. Thank you, Joe.
Amen.
Well, yeah, she's home. I'm a little jealous. You know, in these times, if your belief is like mine, and you honestly put everything, in his word. You know, I put everything into that. It's the truth. I believe it with every fiber of my being. Well, death? I won't taste that. You know, I have eternal life promised to me. These men, these demons, these children of the devil, that's all they got. I'm going to threaten you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to take your possessions. My treasure's up in heaven. Take my life? Go for it. Don't threaten me with a good time. I mean, listen, folks. I'm not saying that I'm suicidal, nor do I want to die, okay? I mean, I want to go home, yes. But I'm relatively young. I have a family. I have a purpose here. That much is clear to me. But I'm not threatened by these men. Who are they but a speck? I'm not afraid of Satan, and I'm sure as heck not afraid of his children. So she's home if she's a believer. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.